To continue the third chapter, and in the third chapter also the seven branch practice or the eight preliminaries including refuge. So we now come to the eighth, which is the dedication. And this is from the stanza number 7 of the third chapter. Through these actions now performed and all the virtues I have gained, may all the pain of every living being be wholly scattered and destroyed. We talked about the seven branch practice to accumulate positive deeds, and saying that we have already discussed the other six and refuge. So all the positive things that I have done, including the practice of this seven branch practice, but everything that I have done in this life, in past lives, you know, and also that the positive deeds that I will be doing, you know, by the power, by the energy, or by the karma, good karma of all these practices, and then may all the pain, the result of this, may happen that all the pain, the suffering, the true suffering, the pain of all beings be totally destroyed and got rid of. May all beings be free from all sufferings. Now, generally speaking, you know, there are two kind of the dedication is, or the wish is, from the Bodhisattva's point of view, is that may all the sentient beings be free from suffering, and not just free from suffering, but they have the lasting and the best kind of attainment of the lasting peace and happiness, which is regarded as the enlightenment. So usually dedicate ultimately for that, but not just for that. So therefore the dedication is also a practice of the compassion. I think this is very important to understand. Dedication is also a practice of compassion, because it's thinking about, you know, this in the beginning of every practice, we start with good motivation. That's also compassion. At the end, dedication. That's also compassion. In the middle, the compassion and wisdom. So therefore, you know, the compassion and wisdom is in the beginning, in the middle, and in the end of all the practices. And that's very much important to understand. Now here, the dedication, you know, there's a short dedication, and dedication, but the longer dedication is coming in the 10th chapter, which is totally, you know, kind of only on dedication. So therefore here is a very kind of short one, but very important. So by the power of all the possibilities that I have gained, may this, you know, help, or may this be, you know, may this help, or may this contribute to the end of, to end the and destroy the sufferings or the pain of all the beings. That's the first. Then the eighth stanza is, for all those ailing in the world, until their every sickness has been healed, may I myself become for them the doctor, nurse, the medicine itself. Now this is, you know, kind of being a little bit more specific. We all know in this world that being ill, being not well with our body and with our mind is very, you know, difficult and very, very negative, very full of suffering. And then illness cannot only be, you know, the illness that we think like diseases, but it can be also the illness of the long-term illness of negative emotions and the, you know, the clashes. The ignorance is also regarded as an ignorance. And then because of those basic illnesses or basic defects, and problems, then we have also lots of imbalances in our body, and lots of other illnesses also come. So therefore, you know, by the positive deeds that I have done, by the power of them, may all the illnesses of the world, all kind of illnesses of the world, may be healed. Until every sickness has been healed. And in order to heal those sicknesses and illnesses of body and mind, long-term and short-term, that I may become a very strong kind of contribution to get rid of these illnesses. May I myself become, for them, the doctor, the nurse, and the medicine itself. Not only that, because of my kind of positive deeds, things may come together, and you know, something may happen so that people be free from their illnesses. But that I may myself, you know, in my own kind of with my own body, speech, and mind, do something like become the doctor and work with the people directly and help them to cure from illnesses and all different kinds of illnesses and maladies. And not only become a doctor who would advise them and give medicine, but I may be able to nurse them, the clean, the dirty part of the, you know, body, and you know, really kind of look after them, nurture them, you know, serve them, and become like nurses. And not only that, but may I also, you know, when there is lack of medicine, or there's some diseases doesn't have any remedies or any medicines, or have not found any medicines, I may myself become the medicine. There are kind of stories from Buddha's past lives that when there was kind of epidemics, or there were great famines or things like that, the Buddha himself was born as a kind of a big fish or something like that. And then when people kind of took the meat of that fish, then they got cured of all the diseases and things like that. So taking in that kind of a footstep, that I myself be emanated or become not only doctors and nurses, but also medicine itself. So this is kind of directly, you know, causing and working towards the dispelling of the sufferings of the beings. And then the ninth stanza, raining down a flood of food and drink, may I dispel the ills of thirst and famine. And in the eons marked by scarcity and want, may I myself appear as drink and sustenance. So because of my, you know, positive energy of the positive deeds, may there be, you know, like where there is lots of famine, where people don't get food and drinks, then the rain of, you know, food and drink and whatever people may need may happen because of the power of my own positive deeds, and through that I get rid of all the, you know, hunger and thirst and the scarcity. And not only that, but when the time, you know, when the great kind of famine or really hard times come for the world, you know, sometimes it is even said that the world, you know, at the end of the world, because of the people's, you know, negative actions of hatred, of greed and of ignorance, you know, there will be time of great famines, great wars, conflicts and diseases. Because of that, lots of diseases. And so therefore at those times I may become myself, you know, the food and drink, and, you know, give my with my own kind of by the power of my positive deeds, and also by myself, you know, or myself may become imminent as food and drink, and help them, help all the people to be freed from that those kind of difficult and great sufferings. For sentient beings poor and destitute, may I become a treasure, ever plentiful, and lie before them closely in their reach, a varied source of all that they might need. So therefore, you know, not only that I may just become food and drink or provide food and drink, but whatever the people need in order to get rid of their sufferings and pain and problems, may I be able to give them that. Whatever they need, whatever kind of is necessary to free them from sufferings, those things or those situations and circumstances may kind of automatically happen. And then may they, and because of my own positive deeds, because of my practice, because of my accumulation of merit, there may nobody who would have to suffer in any kind of ways with hunger, with thirst, with any kind of other sufferings, with the diseases and all kind of things. So these are the kind of, in this particular section of dedication, there is more like immediate needs or about the freeing from the suffering, you know, pain, and really kind of the acute problems, what we call, you know, the suffering of the suffering, may this, because these are so so strongly problematic that we can see that, and also this is, I think, very important, that sometimes people think that as a Buddhist or as a, you know, spiritual practitioner, you only kind of think that may everybody become enlightened, and then, you know, and sometimes people even think wrongly that if somebody is suffering, then you should allow them to suffer so that they get rid of their, you know, negative karma. That's totally wrong. It's very clear here that anybody who is hungry, that I may be able to give food. If they have, you know, illness, may I be able to give them medicine and nursing, and, you know, be free from that illnesses. If they are, you know, any other kind of pain or problem, suffering, I should be able to do something. So this is very clear that, you know, it's that I may be able to actually do something. It's not just praying and meditation and things like that. Of course, all these things are also very important, very helpful. To the more kind of strong I become, more pure I become, more that I gain strength, I gain more energy, I gain more positive power and energy, so that I can do more. But it's not that I don't do anything and I just sit, and then I have to do, I have to work for people's, not only kind of a mental or, kind of freedom from, through meditation and only that, but I also have to work so that people are free from hunger, free from thirst, free from diseases, free from, all kind of sufferings and pain that they are suffering from. So this is the section of dedication. And then now it goes on to what we call as the training the mind, and it's kind of what can you say? It doesn't break. It's in the same kind of in the same direction. It just continues. So therefore, these are the kind of the seventh branch practice, and the seventh branch practice has to be very important to understand that they're not just kind of a prayer you say and then it's finished. It's not like that. It's a practical kind of a practice that we can do every day in our life, things like that. So it has to be taken on in that understanding. It's not just like a short prayer that we do and then finished. It's each one of them is a real practice, working on our own negative kind of emotions and habitual tendencies, as well as a way to kind of help other beings as well. So this is something we need to be understood. So that's